Okay, next case, please.
Case number 12933, Larry Hayes, seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Kelly Lane within the Breakwater Beach subdivision. The 911 address is 29339 Kelly Lane in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 438. We have no, well, I may be lying. I don't believe we have any letters of support or opposition. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed ramp and stairs to connect to the community beach crossing ramp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Larry Hayes, 10 Saunders Point Lane, Annapolis, Maryland, 21403.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Hayes, you may present your case.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and board members. Per our builder, Bruce Mears, he's recommended my wife and I are asking the Sussex County Board of Adjustments for a variance to install a boardwalk and stairs leading to Breakwater Beach's community beach crossing ramp. It's a typical feature in the county's oceanfront development, excuse me. We are asking for the variance instead of adding a beach ramp illegally after receiving the certificate of occupancy. I know a number of my neighbors, I've talked to them. They're saying, well, you know, go ahead and put it in after you get your certificate of occupancy, but my builder has suggested that I not do that. So I'm confident that we're doing the right thing. I'm confident that the majority of the existing beach access ramps have been added in the setback without the county's permission, but however, I want to do it right. I want to get the variance, so it's the correct way to do it and get an approved variance. We have provided the following exhibits. You should have the exhibits, I guess. Number one shows the access ramp and the stairs as drawn by my architect, Greg Hastings. A proposed location survey is included also showing the access ramp and stairs, which is also reflected on the architectural plans drawn by Hastings and Associates. Exhibit 2 shows our house under construction and our neighbor's existing stairs to the community beach crossing in the setback. Exhibit 3 shows other beach crossings on the north of the development. Both neighboring properties have stairs accessing the beach crossing. So it's like everybody already has these connected. I also included a letter from my wife's doctor. She had surgery last June. She's trying to hold off as long as she can to get replacement knee surgery. It's coming, so I know we're going to have to get it. So that's why we need to get the stairs in for her sake. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. Our oceanfront property is located by the community beach access ramp. A connection to a community dune crossing is unique to an oceanfront property, and most North Bethany properties located by these ramps have a boardwalk and stairs connected. My wife and I did not realize that the ramp and stairs that our architect included in our plan were not permitted in the setback without a variance. The ramp and stair will provide easy access for and assist people using walkers, canes, etc. The house features an elevator that can also assist the elderly. Number 2, the beach access ramp cannot be developed due to the Sussex County setback requirements. We did not create this issue. The issue with the typical ramp and stair to the community beach access ramp was created by the county's 10-foot side setback. Number 4, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The ramp and stair connecting to the community beach access ramp is a typical application in all Sussex County oceanfront communities. The ramp will not adversely affect the essential character of the community or neighboring properties. In fact, the ramp and stair will be like other Breakwater Beach properties that neighbor a community beach crossing. For 5, the The ramp and boardwalk as designed by Hastings and Associates is a minimum variance request. The ramp and stairs won't be larger than required to build as per the Hastings plan. We're not going to, so I guess that's it. Excuse me?
Does that complete your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the board?
So if you left your home and you didn't have that, you'd have to walk all the way out the front and then all the way around and then down and to
exactly.
There.
And the thing is well, my wife's knee. I mean, she's going to have to get her knee replaced, and I just don't want to put her through that, especially when everybody else in the neighborhood already has connecting ramps.
So looking at the picture, the person that's directly across from you has one of these ramps that you're asking for.
Yes.
So is there any HOA approval needed?
No.
Because
you know what? It's funny because they rebuilt the whole ramp there, and the community rebuilt his ramp too at the same time. I said, wow, can you get him to do one for me?
That's all I have.
Just a couple of excuse me comments. First of all, thank you to you and to your builder for coming in front of us, stating that you want to do it the correct way.
That's my builder. He insisted I do it the right way.
Okay. Now I'll go 180 degrees the other way, and make the statement you said in your case that the variance was because of the code and the side setback. And the side setback, so we can say potato, potato, in terms of, you know, what's the cause of the question. So I make that statement. And then you've also used the word all North Shore properties have this access onto the walkway.
Maybe I was a little over general.
Well, you're in front of us, I understand. I have no other statements. Thank you.
Do you have to have any other permission to tie into the boardwalk?
Do I
have to have any other permission to tie into the boardwalk?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
No.
Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the boardwalk, is it that leads to the community boardwalk that leads to the beach? I presume it's elevated from your property?
Yes, there's stairs.
How high is it elevated?
Can I ask my builder, because I'm not sure exactly.
How many steps are you planning to have?
I'm not sure, maybe six maybe?
So we're looking.
I'm guessing at that. I don't know exactly how many.
So we're guessing six to 7 feet above your ground level is where that boardwalk is.
I would say maybe 6 feet, yes.
And I'm guessing that the rear of the building being, I'm guessing that when you come from the beach, typically you access your home from the rear of the structure rather than the front when you come from the beach?
Yes, we would just walk out.
And we have like outdoor showers and whatnot on that side as opposed to on the front of the house?
That's correct.
All right. And I presume there's no other way to safely access that boardwalk from your property without these steps?
No.
And just wondering, so I am a little confused that you don't need any HOA approval to put this in. Because I would think you would need some sort of way to address their boardwalk. Or, I mean, whether you're going to need to remove some poles or some sort of structure.
They kind of left it up. I asked them about it, and they kind of left it up to, you know, do what you need to do, get whatever approval you need to get.
Okay. So they've already basically okayed what your proposal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Precisely.
All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure, because it sounded like you said they didn't need to prove anything. And I'm thinking it seems a little strong of a statement. So. Yeah. I just want to make, they've already given you approval.
Yes.
Basically. Okay. All right.
As long as I do it legally, I guess is what they were saying. As long as I do it legally.
And I see your property has, it looks like a Denrick building restriction line and like a floodplain line in the rear. Is that, when I'm looking at your site plan, is that right?
Yes.
All right, very good. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Just a follow-up, if I may. Who is they, sir? Is it an HOA?
The community?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Breakwater Beach.
So there is an HOA? Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Hayes, you may take a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Okay, gotcha. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? I don't see any. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12933 for Mr. Hayes. Is there a motion for case number 12933?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12933 for Mr. Larry Hayes for the requested variances. I believe they've met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property does have unique physical conditions. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and in particular, they did not select where the boardwalk itself was placed. That's been placed, and their property was placed next to it. That was there first. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I also believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Williamson and a second by Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, one case number 12933 has been approved.